Hey, everybody, welcome. Thank you very much for joining. My name is Matthew. Today, we are going to put together the last two videos. We're going to look at Bitcoin network revenue for miners in total. We're going to look at trailing 12-month issuance or new Bitcoins coming online, plus trailing 12-month fees. Okay. So a quick one today. This basically is only going to be in Bitcoin terms. We'll save dollar terms for another video. But this is total Bitcoin network revenue for miners earned on a trailing 12-month basis, or more precisely, a trailing 365-day basis. So you recall from our last video about issuance here, 5 million Bitcoins came online in the first 2 years. And the way you read this chart is not that, okay, miners made 1.98 million Bitcoins in issuance plus 2 Bitcoins in fees on April 11th, 2010. And then if I go to April 12th, they made also 2 Bitcoins in fees plus an additional 1.989 million Bitcoins. No, that's not how you read this. This is very simply a rolling trailing 12-month or trailing 365-day sum of all of the issuance, the new coins that have come online during that one-year period, as well as fees that have been paid by users on the network to miners to get their transactions included into blocks. So we looked at this in depth. We did percentile bands in the last two videos in dollar terms, but we looked at it both in Bitcoin terms and USD terms as far as the amount here. Today, just Bitcoin terms. And you see on the right axis now, what's the issuance component of miner revenue on a trailing 12-month basis? Well, you don't even need the percentage little indicator on the right axis. You can pretty much see throughout the life of Bitcoin, the vast majority of mining revenue has come from new coins. From new Bitcoins that are issued via the protocol every 10 minutes or so, you see that it was 7,200 Bitcoins per day here during the first epoch of Bitcoin. Then we went to the second epoch or the first halving, that halved to 3,600 Bitcoins per day, then 1,800 Bitcoins per day. And in 2020, we halved for the third time to 900 per day. And as I mentioned, according to my trusty block clock over there, the next halving is going to be about April of 2024, next year, where it's going to go down to 450 Bitcoins per day or 3.125 Bitcoins per block. So this isn't the whole story, of course, because miners have expenses, and this is only gross revenue. As well, they're going to pay their expenses primarily in fiat. They're not going to pay their expenses, their electricity bills in Bitcoin. I know that some of them do, but primarily miner expenses are going to be in fiat. The revenue, of course, though, is all in native Bitcoin. So it's interesting here to see on a run rate, on a trailing 12-month run rate, we can actually see what miners are fighting for every day. 2010, 2011... Remember, 5 million Bitcoins came online in total, but that meant during the first, and this was only CPU mining, basically. Keep in mind, 2009, 2010, then we get into GPU mining, and then eventually ASIC mining here. And Bitcoin is a very, very efficient market. You can see pretty easily here what the revenue is. We have hash rate, we have difficulty, things that we will talk about as well, a cost per hash that miners need to work out. But this is what they fight for. So where they used to be fighting for on a run rate, you know, a couple million Bitcoins per year, at the max here, trailing 12-month, mid-2011, they were fighting for 3.5 million Bitcoins per year, or over the last year, June, July, 2011. That constantly falls. That's by design of the protocol, and it takes 1 year after the halving to get to the new rate, approximately, where here, again, it's 3,600 Bitcoin per day. And then you fall again here after the halving for 1 year. to where you get to 1,800 Bitcoin per day, and then here, one more year, and then we're at a 900 Bitcoin per day, or roughly 330,000 Bitcoin per year. And the vast, vast majority is clearly from new coins. So fees, we'd have to zoom in quite a bit. There's two, based on the percentile differences we can see here. In 2017, 2018, remember the fee pressure that happened during the scaling debate. And this, again, is trailing 12 months, so it's going to be a little bit dampened or softened as far as when the daily fees actually occur. This is going to catch everything from the year before here. So this early 2018 number of fees, which was the max ever, the highest ever in Bitcoin fees, 112,000 Bitcoins in fees on a trailing 12-month basis that miners earned. Of course, that catches the pre-SegWit soft fork, the pre-UASF and scaling debate and pre-Bitcoin Cash and all of these forks that happened after that. There was fee pressure rising and some uncertainty for the market there, getting transactions into blocks. And where did that take as a percentage? Again, most important to look at it rolling on an annual basis to really see where we are. Let's zoom in even a little bit more. Don't think it rounds to 85%. 86%. 86% was as low as it went, meaning fees were 14% of the pie. 14% of the pie here, where you were at 700,000 in new coin issuance coming every 10 minutes, and then fees would tack on another 112,000 Bitcoins in total for miners over the trailing 12 months here in 2018. And there's a bit more fee pressure as the COVID years set in, meme stock trading, all the rest, people trading at home, went down to 90%. Issuance component, meaning fees are 10% of the pie that miners made here, as Bitcoin went to $60,000 per Bitcoin twice in 2021. But then we're already back up. And remember the standard deviations, the percentiles, where we are, where fees are in dollar terms right now, very, very low. We'll look at that in the next video in dollar terms. But just looking at Bitcoin terms, you know, we're back to 98, actually going down a little bit as far as fees are now 2% of the pie just in the last few days here. But you see just the vast, vast majority, nearly 100%, is in new coins. And these will eventually cross. No one knows when. We have 120 more years or so to find out. No one knows when this will happen. There's so much speculation about this. There's so much talk about how this will affect the Bitcoin network once fees cross new issuance as being the major component of miner network revenue. But until that happens, it's only speculation. And Satoshi's design, in conjunction with users and developers in the last 14 years, has held up just fine here, being primarily issuance. But yes, indeed, fees will cross at some point the, let's say, 50% threshold, where fees will at some point become the majority here of mining revenue, and issuance will become a minority. So just interesting to see, I think, again, this is always a rolling rate, a rolling trailing 12-month basis. Miners right now are competing for about 330,000 Bitcoins per year until the next halving, about a year from now, a little over a year from now, where that will halve to about 170,000 Bitcoins per year. And in fees, it's about 5,000 Bitcoins per year the Bitcoin network is charging at the moment. Users are willing to pay at the moment to get their transactions included into blocks. So just a quick explainer there for you. This is mining revenue on a trailing 12-month basis solely in Bitcoin terms. In the next video, we'll look at it in dollar terms. Thanks a lot for watching. Take care.